It'll be worth it all, lifetime of service, that's for sure. But he talked about preachers are tired and singers, or however how it went, I'm not sure, but... I noticed that, but I'm not going to say that. But anyway, he wasn't sure and I wasn't sure, but we got the meaning of it. Meaning of it is that we get tired, we get discouraged, we get down, and sometimes you feel like quitting, throwing in the towel, but then if one soul walked down the aisle, it makes it worth it all. Just one soul. One soul can't be priced. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? The Bible says that. And what would a man give? And you think about that. One soul walked down now. That means one person more is going to be kept out of hell and be in heaven. What a thought that is. What a thought. Amen. That one. That one. You knew it was worth it. Every one of you that were worth it when God came to you and saved you by his marvelous grace. Then they sang a song, I'm Saved. I was thinking, man, that's great. Those two songs together. You know, one of them talking about if one more soul walked down the aisle, then talking about being saved, how much joy there is. And what it's like being saved and how we feel. You that are not saved, it should be a working in your heart already. You may be that one that God's speaking to today. And I believe those songs were divinely appointed by God to be sung here this morning. And I'm going to try to preach and I pray God help us do so. And one more soul walk down the aisle, it'll be worth it all. Every effort, effort put forth to get here, to be here, to open the Word of God, and try to share. So you pray God help us today and pray for that souls to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Turn your Bibles, please, to Genesis chapter 3. We've got a thought we're trying to get across, and I pray that God will help us do so. If you'll stand with me. Verse number 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Adam, where said, where art thou? And that God made a call. Let's bow our heads, please. Father, thank you for the calls we find in the Word of God. I'm glad one day you called us. And Lord, Brother Ben said it, that one. And Lord, I pray one more walk down the aisle today, knowing it'd be worth it all. We have a burden in our heart to see people come to know Jesus. And I pray the Holy Ghost will do a work today that none else can do. Then, Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help all those who wanted to come and could not come, that you'd touch them. And we have folk today that are traveling. I pray you'd watch over and care. And Lord, give us the service we need today, and I pray, help us to preach. God, give us strength to bring forth the word of God. Touch hearts and lives. May conviction be real. And I pray, God, the Holy Ghost would work in hearts. And thank you, Heavenly Father, it is good to be saved. And I'm glad we're saved like a drowning man reached out of the sea. I praise your name. Thank you. I pray today, God, you speak to every heart of those that are discouraged, those that are down and out about something. I pray you'd help them. I pray for those who have problems, difficulties, sickness, sorrows, heartaches, disappointments. Some in families I know are looking, doesn't look good in their families. So I pray you'd help them. God, will thank you and praise you for all you do. Now, Lord, we commit it all to your hands. This morning is your service, and I pray the power of God would work in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. We tried to title it, and I don't know if we got the title right or not. It's from Calls of God and Man. And we've dealt with some, and we're going to pick up and try to deal with some more. And pray that God would tie it together and help us see what I'm trying to say. But first, we talked about the sovereign, the call of the sovereign. When we say sovereign, there is but one sovereign, and that's God. He's the one totally in control. Nobody else is. Some people, men may think they rule their nation, but God put rulers in, and he can take them down. And God's able to take care of that. So, but here God had created Adam and Eve, put them in the garden. And I know I'll preach this, but I want you to get it today. Every person here, I want you to hear this. God created man. He did not evolve from a monkey. We did not evolve from some, didn't come from Mars. We didn't. We were created by the living God. God breathed the nostrils of man, and he became a living soul. And that's the way God said it, and I believe that. That makes us responsible to God, answerable to God. God has every right to demand that we live for him and that we give our lives unto him and worship and adore him and give him glory. Has every right for that. And so Adam came. Now notice this. Adam and Eve, when they did sin, they saw themselves naked. They realized they'd sinned. They didn't know anything about sin until they had partook of it. And then they knew they had. They sewed fig leaves together. They tried. They tried in their own way to cover their sin. They tried to make it right. They tried to do something that helped them meet God. But when God came in the cool of the day, it didn't help them at all. It says when God came and they heard him in the cool of the day, they hid themselves. They tried to hide from God. But you can't hide from God. You may try, but you can't. When God called Adam and said, Adam, where art thou? He was not asking that because he didn't know. He's asking that so Adam find out where he was spiritually. And so Adam had to face up to God, and blood had to be shed. God made him coats. Blood had to be shed. The first time in the Bible blood was shed, God killed an animal to make a coat for Adam and Eve. And so the blood was beginning, the bloodline there. Bloodline is through Genesis, through all the way through Revelation. It takes the shedding of blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Well, God called Adam. And so God calling you today, you may say, well, I'm a church member. I do this, I do that, I take part in that or that or the other. Or I'm a pretty good fella, I'm a pretty good husband, wife, whatever. You may not drink liquor, you may not. That, all that doesn't matter. If you're not born again, you cannot go to heaven. You must be born again. What the Bible said. Then the call of sin or Satan, whichever way you want to put that, using person, it would be Satan. And Satan, he presented himself there to Eve and deceived her. And she followed him, but he lied to her. He's a liar and the father of all lies. You follow the devil and you're going to be lied to and go down the wrong road. He paints pretty pictures. Have you ever, and I've used this illustration many, many times, but it's a good one, so let me use it again. Have you ever seen a beer advertisement where they had a car wreck wrapped around a tree and a young man dead, blood running down the road? Have you ever seen that? You ever seen an advertisement like that? No, you hadn't. Every advertisement you ever seen about beer is a beautiful woman, a fine-looking man, having a good time. That's the devil's lie. He lies to you about it. He don't show the truth. He's a liar. And so he lied there. And you need to pay attention to that. You're unsaved today. Don't let the devil lie to you, because he'll certainly do that. Then we talked about the Spirit, the call of the Spirit. And John 6:44, Jesus said, "No man come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." And how does he draw him? By the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit speaks to the heart and calls. This morning, you can't see Jesus, and you can't, or God, the Father, or the Spirit either. But you can know the Holy Spirit's working on the inside. There's something on the inside bothering you. There's something that's happening to you. That's the Holy Spirit convicting and drawing. When God begins to convict somebody, they don't really understand what's going on at first, maybe. But oh, when God's speaking to your heart, he's showing you that you're lost and that you're without God and that you need to get saved. He begins to work on that inside, and you feel dirty and down and out. But oh, when you get saved, hallelujah, it all changes. A new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm glad I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus today. Amen. Let's talk about the Savior for a few minutes today. The Savior calling. He was praying. This verse I want to give you. In John chapter 11, when he was praying, he prayed for us. He said those that would believe in the future, he's talking about. He prayed for us, called unto God in our behalf. He's still calling unto God in our behalf. He's our mediator. And I thank him and praise him that he is. But I thought about the cries that he made, the calls that he made from Calvary. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." What a call to be made from Calvary. There they were crucifying him, mocking him, making fun of him, and wounding him, and piercing him, and striping him, and nailing him to the cross. Yet he cried and said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Why? How much compassion and love could you show than that? But he cried unto God and said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And as he was going into the darkness, and God turned the lights out, and man couldn't look upon Jesus during that time because it was an awful time. And I don't know what all happened during those 3 hours that God turned the lights out in the middle of the day, but it got dark, the Bible said. And there Jesus hung on the cross, and he made that cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Only place he called God his God. He called him Father. But here he called him God because he was forsaken. And you know why he was forsaken? So you and I wouldn't have to be forsaken. He was forsaken by God. And can you imagine being in total darkness and away from God? Here, Jesus separated from God the Father. I can't understand that. I can't take it all in. But he did that for us. And I'm saying to you, but thank God, I'll never have to be separated from God. I got one day saved, born in the family of God. God became real to me in my heart. Jesus took his abode up, been the person of the Spirit. And now, thank God, I'm saved. And I fellowship with God. I have touch of God. Don't have to worry about being separated from God. There may be times, and there are times, somebody mentioned this the other day. If you ever done much praying, you know these times, it feels like heaven's bright and shut up, and you can't get a prayer through, and God's not hearing you. But you're not separated from God if you really say, God's just saying, come on. You remember that woman and somebody mentioned this the other day. The woman I heard it on the radio or something, but the woman in Matthew 15 that came to Jesus in behalf of her daughter, and Jesus didn't answer, and then And the disciples saying, send her away. And Jesus said he wasn't sent but the house of Israel. This woman, he wasn't saying no to her and trying to be mean to her. What he was saying, come on, come on. I want you closer and closer to me. And many times when we're trying to pray and not getting where we need to go. Now, I know I'm chasing a rabbit right now, but it's a good rabbit. And we'll skin him and when we get him, and he'll be good. Jesus is saying, come on, come on, get closer. He wants us close to him. And when we keep praying, we know what we do. We keep examining ourselves. We keep confessing more sin. We keep getting closer to God. And then God heard that woman's prayer. She said, the dogs eat the crumbs. And she got what she wanted. God blessed her and helped her. I'm glad God's still in business answering prayer. Amen. Now, we'll cast that rabbit aside, but thank God he's a good one. Keep on praying. Church, keep on praying. They were singing that song a while ago. Keep on preaching. Keep on singing. Let me say, keep on praying. And keep on believing God. Keep on trying to reach people for Christ. Keep on being a witness for Jesus. Keep on doing those things. The call of the Savior. And Matthew, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor heavily laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden's light. I say to you today, the devil has you a heavy load, but God will help you with that load. Amen. He'll take that load of sin off of you. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden. You today that are in this house of God, I don't know who all's here. I do not see your heart. I can't tell who you are or what's inside of you. I do not know. But I do know this, Jesus knows. And he says, come unto me. He's speaking to you today. Come to me. Come to Jesus. Let him save you. Let him be what he wants to be. And he said in John 3, ye must be born again. Must be saved. Must be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've said it over and over again. But these folk out here in this world, they do not understand that you must be born again. They think that's some kind of odd philosophy that some of us Baptists have or somebody has, and they don't understand that. And they're like Nicodemus, how can I get born again? Well, Nicodemus didn't understand it either till Jesus got through. And he talked about the wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. When you're born again, it's a spiritual birth. You're born by the power of God, made a new creature. I can't explain all that to you. I can't understand all that. I just know I was a sinner, and Jesus Christ was a Savior. I know the Holy Spirit moved on the inside of my heart, showed me how I really was, and called me to repentance. And that's what Luke 13 talks about. And disciples was questioning about some people that died, and Pilate mingled their blood with this false gods, and then he had, then the Tower of Siloam had failed on 18 people and killed them, and they didn't understand that. He said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Except ye repent. And he called them to repentance. God's still calling to repentance. Repentance is turning from sin to God and making about turn. It's getting right with God. And it's not just believing by faith. We do, that's part of it. But we must repent. You'll never really believe unless you repent. Two sides of the same coin. If you really repent, you really have believed. If you really believe, you will repent. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. But you'll repent during that time too, because you have to really believe. I'm glad, thank God I repented, got right with God. Aren't you glad you're saved today? I'm talking about a Savior. I'm talking about a Savior that I know personally. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And he wants to be your Savior and your Lord. You come in today unsaved, lost without God, on the road to hell. But all you can walk out today saved, born again, and going to heaven. Isn't that a great thought? What a place. What a thought that is. The place in the house of God to hear the Word of God, hear Him sing songs. And get under conviction and come to Jesus and get saved. Not a greater thing could happen. If one more soul just walked down the aisle, one more person come to know Jesus Christ, it would help this preacher, I tell you that. It would help every singer. Just, but most of all, it'd help you that are lost and without God, because you'd be that one that would come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. And everybody influences somebody. And these other people, you could take to heaven with you, you're leading them to hell, one or the other. And you're the one that has to make the choice. But God calls for you, and He makes the call. You do what God said, and God will help you. And I praise Him and thank Him for it. Well, Jesus also, the Savior, is called to the saint. In Isaiah 6 and 8, He said, you know, remember when He appeared there in the temple? And He said, whom? And Isaiah had repented, and Isaiah said, woe is me. And he even talked about himself and the people that he preached to. And then he said, God said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. But God made the call. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? I'm glad. And Jesus said, He called, made another call in the New Testament. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He made another call. He said, pray for God to send forth laborers from the harvest. For the laborers are, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. We need to pray for laborers in the harvest. And we're talking about harvesting souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, His glory and His honor. But let me give you the last part of the Savior's call here today. In Revelation 4, verse 1 and verse 2. He said, after this, I looked and saw a door open in heaven. First voice which I heard was as of a trumpet talking with me, which saith, come up hither, and I'll show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Thank God there's going to be a call one day of the Savior to the saints to get out of here. Hallelujah. Come up hither. That's the call. I'm listening for the sound. Amen. And He's going to call, and He said, immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and we'll leave out of here glorified bodies and meet the Lord. What a call that'll be. I'm glad I'm ready for that call. But if you're not saved, you're not ready for that call. Well, preacher, what would happen to me if Jesus called today for the church, those that are saved, born again, and said, come up hither? What would happen to me? If you're not saved, you'd still be sitting right where you're sitting. But I'd be gone. Other people in this house that are saved, they'd be gone. Well, preacher, you really bragging on yourself and people think you're good enough to go? No, I'm not good enough, but Jesus is good enough. And He paid the price, and He made it so I could be ready to go. I thank Him for that. Amen. I don't go on my goodness. I'm going on His. I have no righteousness. My righteousness are filthy rags. But I've accepted Him. I'm in Him now. And thank God I'm going because of Him. The blood's been shed. The blood's been applied. I'm saved, so I'm going to go when the call's made. But if you're not saved, you can't go. You'll be left here. I wonder this morning as I look over this congregation, if that shout was made, come up hither, I wonder how many would still be sitting here. What a thought. How many would be left behind? How many would be looking around wondering what had happened? Because God said, I'll send you strong delusion. You won't understand what's happening. Because He's going to send you strong delusion. You'd be damned because you would not believe the truth. You turned down when you had the opportunity. Today may be the last Sunday. Today could very well be the last opportunity for many folk. God's calling for you to come. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, I thank You for the Lord Jesus. I thank You for the call that You've made to me one day. I'm glad, Father, for the calls that have been made to others. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for the call. You're calling today, asking us where we are. You're calling today, Lord, showing us how sinful we really are. You're calling today. The Spirit's working in our hearts. You're calling as a Savior to save those that will come. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for those that's saved and born in the family of God. There's something wrong in their life. There's something not right. I pray they'll come. And Father, that joy be restored. Those that not saved, Lord, I plead for them. My heart cries to you. If one more soul walk down now, Lord, have your way in this invitation. Rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, please.
Jesus is calling
you home. We come.
Light from the sunshine of love with the world, farther and farther away. Calling today.
Calling today. Tenderly calling today. Why don't you come while he's calling? What an opportunity you have to be in the house of God, an opportunity to be invited to come to Jesus. He wants you to come. Congregation this size, if somebody's not saved, God's speaking out to you, drawing you. I believe on my heart, God's saying, for somebody to come get saved. While we sing this next verse, you walk down the aisle and just get my attention. We'll help you. Somebody will help you. While we sing, come on.
Jesus is waiting. Oh, come to him now. Waiting today.
Close your eyes if you would, please. Jesus is calling. I wonder if there's somebody in the house that would say, just by an uplifted hand, take it up and back down, let me acknowledge I see it. We'll pray for you. That won't make you right, but it'll be a step in the right direction. There's somebody here today that's unsaved, or you know your life's not where it needs to be. You need prayer. I see that little hand. God bless you. Anybody else, raise your hand, slip it up, and say, pray for me. Just by an uplifted hand. Father, thank you for the precious young one. Lord, we never know. Commend it in your hands. I pray for those who came to the altar to pray. I pray for those, Lord, that maybe didn't lift their hand, but you've said something to them. Thank you and praise you, God, for the privilege we have to worship today. Help this congregation in a special way. Those that know not the Lord Jesus, I pray they'll not get away from the message. And Lord, the Holy Spirit would go with them, convicting, reminding them, calling them. Thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope that you'll, as you leave, think about it. If you're not saved, there's a call of a Savior calling you. Let me make one announcement that was laid up here just a moment ago. Patch the Parrot Club, Thursday, 6:30 to 8.